When we read today's gospel, we can easily dismiss Jesus' words as sentiments we've heard a million times. Don't judge, don't condemn, love your enemies, be merciful, forgive. However, C.S. Lewis, the author of the Chronicles of Narnia, once commented, "Everyone thinks forgiveness a lovely idea until they have something to forgive. And then it's really, really hard." All of Jesus' words today can seem like lovely ideas until we have to do them, have to live them. And then they are really, really hard. There once was a Dutch watchmaker named Corrie ten Boom, who, because of her compassion and strong Christian faith, helped many Jews escape the Nazi Holocaust during World War II. Her and her family would hide Jews in their home and then have them escape in the dead of the night. Well, Corrie and her family were captured by the Nazis and sent to Ravensbrück concentration camp. Her father and her sister Betsy died there. Corrie was an amazing woman. She spent the rest of her life going around the world telling people about forgiveness, proclaiming forgiveness. After one of her talks in a church in Germany, a man came up to her, and she recognized this man. She remembered that this was one of the cruelest guards at Ravensbrück, the concentration camp. She could see when he came up to her, he said, "I was a guard at Ravensbrück." He didn't recognize her, but she knew she recognized him. She remembered walking naked past him in the camp. He looked at her and he said, "I've become a Christian now, and I've done some very cruel things." She said she felt so cold, so distant, so angry. He said, "I've become a Christian, and I've received God's forgiveness for what I've done. And I've asked for God's grace to ask for forgiveness from one of my very victims." Then he said to her, "Fräulein ten Boom, will you forgive me?" Years later, Corrie said, "I could not. I could not. All I could do was remember the suffering of my dying sister through him. I could not forgive him. I could only hate him." My friends, we all carry wounds. We all carry baggage, places of unforgiveness, places of pain in our lives. Just think about your own life. Do you have a family member, a father, mother, brother, or sister who has hurt you, cut you to the heart? Do you have a friend who betrayed you, lied to you? Do you have coworkers who intentionally make your daily existence a crucible? Just think of one of those people, just one, and then go back to the gospel and read it again. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Stop judging. Stop condemning. Forgive from your heart. Be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful. Thinking about these concrete people in our lives, how is our Lord's command even close to possible? For us, like for Corrie ten Boom, it is not. We cannot do this. But notice what Jesus points out right in the center of our gospel today. He says, "If you do these things, you will be children of the Most High. For he himself, God himself, is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked." We must never forget, Jesus is God. And Jesus has lived out all of the words he speaks to us today. Remember what Jesus said to the woman caught in the very act of adultery. "Woman, has anyone condemned you?" "No one, sir. Neither do I condemn you, but go and sin no more." No condemnation, just the mercy of God. Remember that Jesus cured 10 lepers at one... Let me try that again. Lepers, not leopards, lepers, at one time, knowing that they would be ungrateful, knowing that only one would come back to say, "Thank you." And yet, he does it anyway. Jesus is kind to the ungrateful. Remember when Jesus hung bleeding from the cross after being tortured, spat upon, cursed, called names, placed a crown of thorns on his head, beaten. And he says from that cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And after we have sinned, intentionally, on purpose, said no to God, said to him, "No, God, I will give in to envy, lust, anger, selfishness. I want to be arrogant, prideful, impatient, to say no to you over and over again." In the midst of all that, doesn't Jesus even say to us every single day, "I forgive you. I absolve you, for you know not what you do." God loves you, my friends. God loves you. And it is that love that can forgive. It is that love that can be merciful. It is that love who can be kind to the ungrateful and to the unjust. By ourselves, the words of Jesus are impossible to live. We are weak. In the midst of our anger and selfishness and envy, we are like David in our first reading, standing over Saul with a spear in his hand. Imagine if we were David. Saul is sleeping there, the anointed king of Israel, who wants you dead just simply because of his envy, because you are more popular with the people than he is. For David, all it would take is one thrust of the spear, and it would all be over. For us, one destructive conversation, one vengeful email, one sentence to destroy someone's reputation, and perhaps, just perhaps, it would all be over. We are so weak. We can see ourselves giving in to this. Just do it. Just use the spear. But we know we're made for more than that. We're called to something higher, goodness and greatness in Jesus. But we are so weak. Jesus knows our weakness, and yet why does he seem to ask the impossible? A transformative realization for me came when I learned that God literally sends his Holy Spirit into my body to give me the strength of God to do his will, to live out the life he wants me to live out. And it's the same for all of us. We don't just live a good life on our own. God gives us new strength, literally his strength in us, to be able to do his will. That is why we pray and receive the sacraments. Prayer leaves us open and available to the change and strength of God. We need this strength each and every day, and that's why we pray every day. My friends, be open to God in prayer. Be open to the Eucharist. The Eucharist is Jesus himself, and in eating his flesh and his blood, we can be transformed. We can become what we eat. We can become like Jesus, the only one who shows us how to truly forgive, truly be merciful, truly love our enemies. Let's return to the guard, that converted guard of Ravensbrück and Corrie ten Boom. "Fräulein ten Boom, will you forgive me?" Reflecting on it years later, Corrie Ten Boom said, "I could not. I remember the suffering of my dying sister through him. I could not forgive him. I could only hate him. Then I said, 'Thank you, Jesus, that you have brought into my heart God's love through the Holy Spirit who is given to me. Thank you, Father, that your love is stronger than my hatred and unforgiveness.' And at that same moment, I was free. I could say, 'Brother, give me your hand,' and I shook hands with him. In that moment, I could feel God's love flowing through my arms. You never touch the ocean of God's love as when you forgive your enemies. Can you forgive? No, I can't either. But he can. If we pray and receive the sacraments with an open heart, we can receive the strength of Jesus. Nothing is impossible for God. When the gifts are brought forward at this Mass on this altar, I want all of us to surrender any place in our hearts that holds on to unforgiveness. Place your unforgiveness, your envy, your resentment, your anger, your burdens, your wounds, place them on this altar, at the foot of this altar. Ask for the grace to surrender them. Leave them at the foot of Jesus. Then ask for the grace to be open, to have your hearts opened to the strength and transformative power of the Holy Spirit. Ask to be open. And finally, my friends, when you approach the Eucharistic minister to receive Jesus, I want you to ask God. I want you to ask him from the depths of your soul. As you literally receive God into your body, ask God to make you like Jesus. Ask God to make you like Jesus.